In this bulletin, a warning from New South Wales Premier as the state records another 170 local cases. Alerts issued after wastewater virus detections across Melbourne. And in sport, Emma McEwen lands gold with a record swim at the Tokyo Olympics. Good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. The New South Wales Premier has warned a crackdown against people infected with COVID-19 moving around the community. The state recorded another 170 new cases, with only 65 in isolation for their entire infectious period. While the daily figure is lower than yesterday's record of 239, Gladys Berejiklian has cautioned against taking too much comfort because numbers will fluctuate. She's urged people not to attend planned lockdown protests this weekend, with up to 1,000 police ready to greet them.
Your actions will hurt, forget about the rest of us, but you could be taking the disease home and passing it on to your parents, your siblings, your brothers and sisters, or anybody you might have limited contact with in your workplace. Do not give those you love the most a death sentence. This Delta strain is contagious, it's deadly, and it's affecting people of all ages.
A vaccine hub in Sydney's West will also start administering Year 12 students with their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine from August the 9th. Those living in the 8 local government areas of concern will be eligible for the shot. Hundreds of troops will be on the ground in Greater Sydney from Monday to help police enforce stay-at-home orders. New South Wales has accepted the federal government's offer of 300 Defence Force personnel. Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says the Army's assistance is needed to ensure compliance with health orders because of the sharp increase in the number of cases and close contacts needing to isolate.
You're absolutely going to get a knock on the door, and if you're not home, we will take action against you, whether that is criminal or $1,000 infringement. We will take action. And I think from a perspective of the damage that this will cause, if people don't listen, I think it just puts us back into lockdown. And I think that's the key message. And I think we're supported by the community, taking strong action against people that aren't staying at home.
Police and ADF will also be enforcing the rule that 2 million people in 8 Western Sydney local government areas can't leave their LGAs unless they are essential workers. Victoria has recorded 3 new local COVID-19 cases, all linked to current outbreaks and in isolation for their entire infectious period. One is a household contact of a Bacchus Marsh Grammar student, while the other two are a contact of a positive Richmond apartment block case and a Trinity Grammar staff member. Health Minister Martin Foley has welcomed the latest figures, but has issued an alert over wastewater virus detections across Melbourne.
Our response to these outbreaks is working, and it's working because Victorians support making sure that we drive these cases down to zero, but we are not there yet. There is still evidence of transmission out there in the community, and we need to continue to follow the public health rules to make sure that we can stay open and stay safe.
Anyone living or working in suburbs that include Camberwell, Auburnvale, Burnside, Taylors Hill and Taylors Lake and surrounding suburbs are urged to get tested. A far-right extremist has been jailed for marching into an LGBTIQ-friendly church service and hurling abuse. Neil Erickson was sentenced to 10 weeks prison for what a Melbourne judge described as a confronting, provocative and insulting incursion. Live streaming his actions, the 36-year-old walked into the Metropolitan Community Church in Hawthorne in May 2019. He proceeded to shout homophobic slurs at the congregation and refused to leave when asked. The court was told church members were shaken by the incident and feared Erickson may have been armed. Magistrate Angela Bolger said it was an appalling and shameful act. Media outlets have failed in their bid to gain access to the ABC's defence in the now settled Christian Porter defamation case. Mr. Porter originally launched the action after the ABC published an article about an unnamed cabinet minister accused of historical sexual offences. Mr. Porter denies any wrongdoing and took legal action. The case was discontinued in May, leading to a settlement. Mr. Porter requested defence documents for the public broadcaster be kept restricted, but Nine and News Corp attempted to gain access to them. The federal court has upheld Mr. Porter's application, ruling the 27 pages of material should be sealed. Let's go to sport now. And in Tokyo, Australian swimmer Emma McKeon has smashed the Olympic record to win gold in the women's 100 metres freestyle final. Compatriot Kate Campbell came in third to finish with a bronze medal. McKeon's triumph in a time of 51.96 seconds is her second gold of the Games after the 4x100 freestyle relay team's win earlier this week. She has also won two bronze medals at these Games and is now one medal shy of equaling Ian Thorpe and Shane Gould's record of the most medals by an Australian at a single Olympics. Let's see what the weather's doing for you for Saturday in Perth. Showers with a possible storm, a top of 16 degrees. Rain at times in Adelaide, 17 for you. In Melbourne, a shower or two, 19 degrees. A shower or two, 16 in Hobart. Much the same for Canberra, partly cloudy as well. In Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23. Much the same for Sydney. Similar conditions for Newcastle. Fine sunny weather in Brisbane, 24. Partly cloudy day in Cairns, 28. And in Darwin, mostly sunny, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.